I'm Tayshia Stevens. The presidents of Harvard University, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of Pennsylvania are grilled by House members on the surge of anti-Semitism on campuses after terror group Hamas invaded Israel October 7th. University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill says all students deserve a safe, secure, and supportive educational environment.
I know that we need both safety and free expression for universities and ultimately democracy to thrive. In these times, these competing principles can be difficult to balance, but I am determined to get it right.
Well, Harvard Law student Jonathan Frieden says the university's leadership must take action against anti-Semitism.
Do something. Protect Jewish people. Protect your students.
Also at SRNnews.com, FBI Director Christopher Wray is making a fresh pitch for the reauthorization of a U.S. government surveillance tool set to expire at the end of the year. Wray says it's vital that Congress reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
702 allows us to stay a step ahead of foreign actors located outside the United States who pose a threat to national security. And the expiration of our 702 authorities would be devastating to the FBI's ability to protect Americans from those threats.
And the program was created in the aftermath of 9/11, and it's due to expire at the end of this month unless Congress votes to reauthorize it. The FISA Act engages in mass warrantless surveillance of American and foreign phone calls, text messages, emails, and other electronic communications. It was used against President Trump in the bogus Russia collusion investigation. This is SRN News. Jewish students don't feel safe on America's college campuses.
A new poll released by the Anti-Defamation League and Hillel International finds that only 45% of Jewish young people think they are safe from harm at school. The pro-Palestinian rallies on campus have a lot to do with that. Before the Hamas attack on Israel in October, 66% of Jewish students said they felt safe. In fact, anti-Semitism has been on the rise in the U.S. for several years, as it has been around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The persecution of Christians is widespread in the Middle East and Africa, but Europe has its problems too. A new report from the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe finds hate crimes on the continent are up nearly 50%. According to the Observatory, there's been a sharp increase in arson attacks on churches in Europe. Other reports on hate crimes against Christians in Europe find that Muslim radicals are almost always to blame. This is SRN News. Mixed financial data produced mixed results on Wall Street.
Most stocks slipped on Wall Street, but the market hung near its highest level in 20 months following a mixed set of reports on the economy. The S&P 500 fell 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow lost 79 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. KeyCorp led a slump for bank stocks after cutting its forecast for earnings from fees and other non-interest income. Gains for Apple and Nvidia helped to limit the market's losses. Mixed reports on job openings and the services sector kept alive a debate over whether the U.S. economy can achieve what's called a soft landing, where inflation is vanquished without a painful recession. Seth Sutel, New York.
Senate Republicans are standing firm against President Biden's plan for aid for Ukraine and Israel unless it comes with meaningful border policy changes. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he's in favor of supporting them, but national security starts here. More at SRNnews.com.